This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Paris last night for the final leg of his visit to France. Upon his arrival in the French capital, Mr. Modi received a warm welcome from members of the Indian community gathered at his hotel. Enthusiastic supporters greeted the Prime Minister with cheers and expressions of support as he began his engagements in Paris. In Paris, PM Modi will attend the VivaTech 2026 alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. The VivaTech Summit is Europe's largest technology and startup event, where Mr. Modi is expected to highlight India's growing innovation ecosystem and technological advancements. India will have the largest national pavilion at this edition of VivaTech Summit, a fitting symbol of the enormous potential for partnership between the Indian and European innovation ecosystem. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to address members of the Indian community during a special diaspora event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for a safe, inclusive and human-centric approach to artificial intelligence, stressing that the true measure of AI lies not in power of machines, but in how effectively it empowers ordinary people. Addressing the session on ensuring a safe, rapid and efficient rollout of AI during the G7 summit in Evian, France, Mr. Modi said, artificial intelligence has the potential to transform every aspect of human life. However, he underlined that the technology must be guided by values, responsible design and effective governance. The G7 leaders adopted three key declarations aimed at promoting balanced, durable and resilient growth, securing critical mineral supply chains and creating a safer digital space for miners, with several partner countries extending support to the initiatives. During the G7 summit in Evian, France, the leaders issued a statement on balanced and resilient growth, stressing the need for stable energy markets, secure supply chains and reforms in global economic institutions. They emphasized the importance of restoring safe navigation through the Strait of Hormuz, avoiding arbitrary export restrictions and addressing widening global economic imbalances. The leaders also adopted a declaration focused on creating a safer digital space for miners. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a 5-day visit to Madhya Pradesh and Odisha beginning today. The President's Secretariat said that on the first day of her visit, President Murmu will attend a program on the empowerment of tribal society through spiritual awakening at Betul in Madhya Pradesh. Hardcore woman Maoist Pushpa Mehto, carrying a bounty of 10 lakh rupees, surrendered before the Kolkata police in West Bengal after laying down her arms following 21 years of insurgency. Facing mounting pressure from joint security forces in Jharkhand's Saranda Forest and the central government's Maoist Free India campaign, she decided to abandon the path of violence. The surrender, which took place in the presence of Police Commissioner Ajay Nanda in Kolkata, is being regarded as a major success for both the West Bengal and Jharkhand police. United Nations food agencies have warned that acute hunger is expected to worsen across 13 global hotspots in the coming months due to conflict, climate shocks and funding shortages. In a joint report released today, the Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Food Programme, WFP, said around 266 million people are already facing high levels of acute food insecurity. Sudan, South Sudan, Yemen and Palestine remain the countries of greatest concern, while Nigeria and Somalia have been added to the high-risk list as famine threats grow. The report noted that funding for food assistance has fallen by nearly 60% since 2022, even as humanitarian needs continue to rise. WFP Acting Executive Director Carl Skor warned that millions more people could face worsening hunger and be pushed closer to famine without immediate action. The report said conditions in Gaza have improved since the October 2025 ceasefire, but remain fragile, with around 1.6 million people still facing acute food insecurity. And in hockey, Indian men's team stunned reigning world champions Germany with a 3-1 victory in the FIH Pro League in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. 33-year-old Manpreet Singh became India's most capped hockey player during the match, making his 413th appearance for the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.